Well, everybody, it's Groundhog's Day again for David Goggins. If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing, not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
What you need is the one thing I talk about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part. This isn't like some five-step process where if you do these five fucking steps, you're going to end up with this magical world. No, I'm basically teaching you how to callous over your victim's mentality. I'm teaching you how to, like, I did 67,000 pull-ups in training for the pull-up record. I was seriously calloused in my hands to protect them. What I'm trying to do with people is teach them how to find more themselves to where they empower themselves. I'm all about the underdog. So that's what the book's all about, man. It's all about having that step process, and I had to share this with people. You have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your fucking brain. So when that hard time comes again, you don't forget it. You may forget it for a second, but you can go back in the cookie jar, I call it. It's something that we've all endured. We often forget how hard we are, but you gotta reflect back. Take a couple seconds, reflect. I've been through this, I've been through that. And then remind yourself, I'm a bad motherfucker. And then you can get through that shit. But if you don't believe it, you haven't endured shit, you're just blowing smoke, man. And you're not gonna get through anything. There is no get out of jail free card. This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. And I know people cannot stand me. They can't stand this talk. This is all you can do. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created or woman in you. And what that looks like is unfun. That's why I said, do not do a documentary on me. Because people will not see the truth. They will see what they want to see. I don't want to live like that. Good. Good. And you will live exactly the way you live now, questioning who you are, wondering what is possible, wondering what you are capable of doing. That's how that looks. So all I thought about when I was growing up is, man, I can't wait to one day get to the point where I no longer have to do this stuff. But what happens, I got older, it became a way of living. So how I do every day is how I do every day. It's a discipline, it's a regimen, it was a choice I made. And the choice I made was, what are you willing to sacrifice and what are you willing to give up to find every bit of who you are as a human being? And I was willing to give everything to do that.
All right. It's the time of year. We try to make our dreams come true. But the reality of all that is sacrifice. And those dreams quickly become nightmares. But in those nightmares are where our demons lie. That's the domain in which they know we don't want to go into all those early mornings. It wakes up all these things that we failed at. Past childhood trauma. Those demons are in those nightmares. That's what keeps us from accomplishing our dreams. Oh, they know every year we got them. So this year, their back is turned to the doorway. Because they know you ain't going to the nightmare land. But you're going in there. And when their backs are turned, you can rear naked choke them motherfuckers out. Every one of them. That's the mentality you must have and always have. Stay hard.
I had lived hell. And when you put yourself in hell, that's the only time you can figure out how the fuck to get through that motherfucker. You can't read somebody else's book about some theory on how to do shit. Some guy who sat up in their nice warm office and wrote some book with a nice cup of coffee in the fucking hand. No, I want to see that guy who immersed himself in fucking hell. And he thought about quitting and leaving and his wife and his kids. And why am I here? Is it worth it? All this crazy shit. And still said and found out a way to get through it. We all want to read about how we can quickly get somewhere. That's why the 6-minute abs and all sort of shit is so powerful. You may get some results from it, but they're not permanent. I had to stop giving a fuck about people. That was the biggest thing. I had to stop caring what people thought about me. I realized that everybody's fucked up. That's the one thing I realized. I walked around and I put these people on a fucking pedestal. Everybody was better than me. So I can't tell you anything about me because you're going to judge me and I'm going to feel even worse than what I am. What I realized, once I calmed my mind down and sat back and looked at how jacked up this world is, once you realize that you are not alone, everybody that's talking to you about how jacked up you are, only thing they've done better than you is they've hidden their fucked up world better than you have. That's all they've done.
Well, life took me somewhere unexpected. I'm unprepared. It's about 6 degrees out here, and I'm underdressed. But guess what? No one gives a fuck. You gotta get the motherfucker in. Sometimes life can really hijack your fucking mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard.
And for me, it took every bit of focus I could. And I know social media, that's why people love to go on there. Because they want to show you the good side of life. I'm not teaching good side of life. For the majority of us, it's hell. And so while people love to show you the cars and the house and the vacations and shit, I'm going to show you the side that I know most of you are going through. And people hide very well. I don't want to hide anymore. I hid for 24 fucking years. That's why now I told you, we can talk about whatever you want. It's funny, human beings want to show you the best side and they want to hide the worst side. For me, I'm going to teach you how to be vulnerable. Because that's the only way you fix yourself. You don't fix yourself by coming out here and me selling you some fucking books. I want you to learn that the only way you grow is how to look at yourself and say, okay, like I did, what the fuck I have to do to get somewhere? There was nothing good on there. Nothing. Yeah, I love playing basketball. I left that out. That's something I love to do. I don't care about that. That didn't make the fucking list. It looks very ugly. There's no fucking passion. There's no fucking motivation. There's no, oh my God, man, It's every day of your life just doing. No passion. No discipline, no motivation. Yeah. Someone sitting in the room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is gonna fucking suck. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just fucking did. I just did. I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read. If not, I'm 185 fucking pounds. There's no magic potion. There's no, oh, let me wake up and look at some shit. No, all those words are overused. They're bullshit. It's all bullshit. Just do. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? How do you want to fucking be remembered? That's it. That's it. Period.
When I was 300 pounds trying to lose fucking weight to get the Navy SEALs, my goal was to go out. I had a plan. My plan was to go out there and run 4 fucking miles. But guess what?
Everybody's got a fucking plan so they can hit in the fucking mouth. That's for Mike Tyson. So when your plan fails, when those bolts and fucking laws get too heavy, when you get knocked the fuck down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is fucked up, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser, and the reason why you're not fucking making it, and the reason why you're trying to go through all these, I go to all these fucking conventions, speak all the fucking time. I look in the fucking audience, and these people sign up fucking every year to go to a convention, thinking they're gonna learn something fucking different. No, you're lazy, you know exactly what to do, it just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. It sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I gotta do? I gotta study the same shit. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. It's not just there. It's not just there permanently for me. So yeah, it's all stick. It's all stick. The only carrot you have is like, maybe. Maybe. Because whenever I take these tests that are real hard, in the back of my brain, it's like, a good chance you're not gonna make it, Goggins. This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this. This ain't you, the real you, bro. Study all you want to, but the second that fucking computer comes on with 150 questions, this ain't you, man. And somehow, it comes back, I passed. I passed again. But that real me back here every fucking time is saying, that ain't you, bro. That ain't you. And I have to outwork that voice. At first, you need all these different tactics to keep you going because you haven't figured it out yet. Once you figure out that you're in a race amongst billions of people that live in this world, you're in a race by yourself. You have a purpose, and it's your purpose, not everybody else's purpose. It is your purpose and only your purpose, and it's your race. So then you're like, hey man, I'm doing my thing. I'm doing it the best of my ability. What's next? There's no longer these small increments to get through life. Because once you figure out why you're here, it just becomes a process. Am I happy? I don't know. Never really thought about it. Don't really care about it. Because all I really cared about was when I looked in that fucking mirror, I saw a piece of shit. Happiness wasn't on the mirror at 16. Or I was 300 pounds. It wasn't like, oh my, I'm looking for happiness. No, I'm looking to look at myself in the mirror and say, all right, motherfucker, you did it again today. You a bad boy, because that shit sucks. So there's all these things that are on TV, and we have all these news people judging people who fuck up in life. Yeah, they made big mistakes, but that person who is judging you on TV, I guarantee you that news person, and say, I'm glad that my shit didn't come out, but I'm gonna judge the hell out of you. I know that about people. So if you want to sit back and judge how jacked up I was and how messed up my life was, Merry Christmas. Go for it. Have a good time. But I'm smiling at you right now, knowing you have a secret that you're not willing to share. It gives you a lot of power when you're able to go on a podcast this big and say, hey, tell me, I'll tell you anything you want to know. I no longer care. And that is a lot of power in that, to be able to put your life on a billboard for the whole world to see and say, judge it, man. Judge it. Like, just me talking about it makes me feel good. And that's another thing about it. When you are willing to talk about how jacked up you are, the strength, that big rock that you carry, it just starts to come off you. It just starts to come off. That's why I do it so often. I'm like, hey, man, I'll tell you anything you want to know. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of not telling you shit. I'm tired of lying about how good I'm not. You know? I had all these people that I used to watch. Rocky was one, Barnes, Elias from Platoon, Jack from A Few Good Men. You know, he's on the stand going crazy. I saw a lot of these characters that I looked at and I was like, man, I ain't got none of that. But they were characters. After a while, I lived a life so disciplined that everybody that I once looked to, these fake characters, I built that as a man. And when I was younger, I had this image in my mind of what does a man look like to me? And I got all these people who are badasses, characters. And in my mind, I became that. And That's what kept me going a lot. You start to create a reality that, maybe I can be that. And after becoming this guy, that is the biggest thing I can ever do in my life, is I became that guy. That I once looked at all these guys, now look at myself like, God, who the fuck can do that? I can. But what it takes is a discipline that no one can ever even, they don't understand it. They don't understand, but everybody has the ability to do it, but they just don't want to. They want to keep asking questions and keep going to seminars. And the greatness is right in you. And that's why, once again, I'll say this a million times here, I do not feel sorry for you. I will not sugarcoat what I'm going to say to you, because all of you know what I'm saying is the truth. Everybody knows it's the truth. This is what it looks like. And you know it too. If you ain't got nothing, I hate to tell you, what it looks like is ugly. It's not a documentary. It's not an HBO special. You ain't gonna watch it, but hey, man, you guys gotta watch this. No, it's like, oh God, this looks like a train wreck. It's like a nightmare. This looks like this guy got, no, that's what it looks like. Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating at all. It ain't like Rocky round 14, where he gets knocked down and goes like this to Apollo Creed. It looks like a man being stuck in a fucking dungeon. And there's no fucking way out. But you have the fucking key, but you refuse to use it. And that's nothing motivating about that.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big.